from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get to our favorite Wednesday game. Rats all for ship. Ah, dolphins. What do you got today for us, J-Fig?
Well, I'm going to start off by possibly disturbing you.
Okay.
Alrighty then. So I have at number one, cotton candy burrito. Apparently this is served at the Arizona Cardinals game.
Okay.
Don't like the sound of it, but this is, oh my goodness.
Woo. Wow.
That's disgusting.
That is, what the hell is going on in there?
That looks delicious.
What's in there?
Are those M&M's?
Cereal?
M&M's, Fruit Loops.
You can't mix chocolate and candy. That's just it's a sin.
I think I'm rats off a ship. I don't like cotton candy very much anyway. And then to put it in, I do love burritos. But
Where was this taking place exactly?
Arizona
Cardinals.
That's nice. That is nice. That is nice. Only reason I ask is because I know you were very critical of Indianapolis recently, and I found out that they are home to a snack con. It's like Comic-Con, but for snacks. That's something you'd see at one of these special events, like some of these weird things that never make it to the market. That's gross.
It says
somebody said you have type 12 diabetes eating that.
It says it has ice cream, fruity pebbles, marshmallows, gummy bears, and several other candies.
Can I just say this?
Eat that.
You've already named four candies I don't like.
Nah.
Marshmallows can kick rocks. Gummy bears can kick rocks.
Wow.
I feel like the marshmallow and the cotton candy. Number one, cotton candy melts in your mouth, and then the marshmallow.
Ugh.
No. That's just disturbing.
Gross.
I feel like there's no way that a stadium is going to make this look good. You know, like they'll do it for one, even just to like make it look like that for a stadium display. No.
Awful.
My rats are snorkeling.
What's the blue stuff, gum?
The blue, I think they're blue M&Ms. Well, no, I think that's ice cream.
Ugh. Wow. It's possibly cotton candy ice cream also.
No, it's unfortunate. So, I'm looking at all the other options they have that they're adding to their menu. I see a potato with cheese and brisket. I see like elote with hot Cheetos. I see so many better options.
Elote is good.
Who the hell decided, yeah, let's go ahead and... I see a meatball on a stick. Like, now we're thinking, people.
Also, what parent Wait, what the hell is
a hot Cheeto? A hot Cheeto?
What's a hot Cheeto?
You know what That's a hot what Cheeto? You said, right?
Yeah. You know what a hot Cheeto is? Leroy, I may have to examine your card if you don't know what a hot Cheeto is. This is you don't know what the normal spicy.
Oh, been around
spicy,
for
spicy
quite some time.
I know what it is. Never mind.
Right, that's fair.
Paseo says my rats have already made it back to land.
That is right up.
Deadly, man. Flaming hot.
Yeah. Paseo says, my rats are so far.
Not to be confused with the jalapeno cheese.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Yeah, it's disgusting. We're unanimous rat swim.
Unanimous for sure.
Rats off a ship. We'd probably be able to float on that thing, though, you know, for safety.
But the cotton candy will melt, unfortunately.
I don't think whatever else.
Will help.
Everything else.
It looks buoyant.
It does look buoyant. That's very strange.
By the way, I do agree with Dade South and Timbo Slice for Leroy. He disrespected gummy bears, that's and I agree. You can go to hell. Like, what gummy bears are delightful.
Gummy bears can kick the sharpest of all.
Let's just not say things.
Wow, dude. Gummy bears.
Let's just not say things we can't take back. And gummy bears are delightful.
Gummy bears, like Swedish fish.
Okay, dude.
same thing, though. Those are not the same.
I will. But here.
You don't like gelatin based things, I can tell.
I know. I like watermelon Sour Patch Kids.
Wow. Watermelon Sour Patch. Only those?
Only those?
That's just. Okay. All right.
They have their own. They have their own
packets. I understand they have their own packets, so but why them, but not gummy bears?
That's what I'm saying.
Gummy bears suck.
They're cousins.
They all taste the thing.
Okay.
You know what? Just move on. Move on, JFig.
You're
going
to hear about this in
October.
Gummy
bears, I put them in the same classification as Twizzlers.
I will put this as, in 2 years, I'll see you snacking on gummy bears.
Oh, he's going to be a gummy bear connoisseur.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
No, you won't.
We'll see, all right, whatever. Dude.
You won't ever see me eating a Swedish fish.
Yeah. You
that's what you said about tacos.
Yeah, you food take the way I sports take. You're a flip-flopper, dude.
Flip-flopper.
Food flip-flopper.
I've made it all these years without giving a damn about a gummy bear. I'm a maker.
You're going to be in tacos with a
I've had tacos before.
What if they put a gummy bear
inside? I told you, but I explained why I don't like tacos.
Yeah.
Too messy.
I'm going to bring in next week. I'm bringing in gummy bears.
Yeah.
I dare you to eat them in front of me and tell me you don't like them.
I'm not going to eat them.
We'll see. You like jelly beans? You play the game every year with your family.
No. Or is that chocolate? That's not with jelly beans.
Oh, that's chocolate. That's with chocolate.
That's after thing. That's how after.
How can one like Valentine's Day chocolate more than gummy bears?
So strange.
Ridiculous.
This is strange. What?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, come on.
Chocolate with caramel and nuts.
There's only three of them in the whole thing. Like 75% of those chocolates are questionable to say the least.
That's why we played Russian roulette with them.
Platinum Sword says,
you know, you haven't lived until you squished the middle and got that cream sickle.
Platinum sources. Tobin's gonna slip in the good gummy bears.
Oh, the Dion Waiters.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna
be just gummies.
We're gonna be doing our tour.
And hi, is it Kate Yogi? Is one platform enough?
What if you have to like take vitamin gummies?
Vitamin gummies. Oh yeah, for sure. Well, the one a days.
I don't know if I. That's different though.
Huh? No, it's not.
That's medication.
That's medication. You're not gonna have that. You're not gonna have that for delight.
You're not having that. No. But that's different.
Speak for yourself.
That's like being a weird kid who's like chowing down on the Flintstones. You're like, how many of these can I have?
Also, you're saying you didn't do that.
Weird. So weird. Crazy.
Nah, I was such an addict as a kid. I would just crush the Flintstones, the Dino, and I'd snort it.
Wow.
There's those big grains falling.
This guy really wanted his vitamins.
He wanted a quicker effect.
hey, by the way, you needed more than one dinosaur.
Oh, okay.
That's so wild.
What's number two, JFig?
Well, Marcos.
Yes.
I already know where your rats lie with this one.
All right.
Seafood.
Ugh. Tadpole water.
Oh, what? What do you mean?
Wow, dude. Apparently, Gen Zers are drinking this to lose weight. It has warm water, a couple tablespoons of chia seeds, and a squeeze of fresh lemon.
Wait, so is there... I'm sorry, there's tadpoles? There is little tadpoles in this?
No, that's the version that you have, you idiot.
I think it's just named that.
Tadpole
was
water.
Very, very sad. That was very sad. You were...
So they had like a... Why are you drinking a beverage with seeds in it? Sounds disgusting.
People do that.
Sounds
gross. It's chia seeds.
So like, this is there.
Don't give a damn what kind of seeds it is. It's still a damn seed. But it's like, what are we doing?
So
like, some people put that in their protein shakes and in smoothies.
You lost me at Gen Zers.
That is true.
That's a fair.
I will agree there.
Fair assessment there.
So I'm rats off a ship. Like, so this is like what their version of Ozempic.
Water?
I don't know.
Water with lemon?
There's a lot of weird trends going on.
They didn't invent water, dude. What are they thinking?
That's Toad's epic.
I don't like this.
Also, I don't like the name. It just
like the name.
It cracks me up. It's really funny because I'm thinking of you the entire time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm looking at this and it's making me uncomfortable. This water is making me uncomfortable. It does resemble a small amount of tadpole swimming.
Ew!
No, that is real. No, that is tadpole.
Those are the chia seeds. Those are the chia seeds.
When did chia seeds get eyes?
They're swimming around. This is gross.
So nasty.
That's disgusting.
I'm looking at this this Gen Zer, and it does look like tadpoles. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, she's got like her
That's
whole...
the chia seeds, guys.
Ugh. Gross. Rats off a ship.
Yeah.
rats
off a ship.
Why? Because it has lemon in it?
Exactly.
That's where I draw the line.
That's where you guys draw the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I am rats off a ship because it's Gen Z. I'm sorry. And tadpole water. I don't like the name of it, but
that's fair.
It doesn't sound that bad.
Really? Stop. Huh. You know what? That's what my wife tries to do to me.
Next Tuesday, bring in some tadpole water. See how you like
it. Okay, I'll drink it.
She'll drink some juice and say, you know what? Not that bad. And I'm like,
I
know what that means.
Doesn't sound bad.
You know what that means? Nice try, Big Spoon.
Yeah, that's
what did chia seeds taste like?
Like nothing, literally nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really the equivalent of it has a nice personality, that water.
How about the fact that I'm not a bird and I don't need that many seeds in anything?
Well, it's a good thing you're not a bird, Tobin.
Yeah, it's true.
No, definitely problem. Around you.
Watch out with this one.
Suck.
Marcos, where are your tadpoles?
Another unanimous rats off a ship.
That's not unanimous because I try it. Just don't say the name.
All right. But I thought you were rats off a ship. Were you not?
I thought you were rats off a ship because of Gen Z.
Yeah. That's literally the first thing you said. Okay, so
another.
I don't think you understand this game.
Not the drink. You know what, Marcos?
What's number three, J-Fig?
Francis Ngannou winning MMA return in October.
Wait, what?
It'll be the first fight since January 2022.
Yeah, he hasn't fought MMA in 2 years, 2+ years. Whoa. He's been boxing. He's a boxer now, love.
Whoa. What? What promotion is he fighting under?
PFL. He's fighting PFL. He's fighting Henan Ferreira, who is he's like 6'8". He's a moose. This guy he's fighting.
Okay,
kind of dangerous.
Man, this was not on my radar. I am excited now.
He did just get obliterated by Anthony Joshua. That was a bad knockout.
Not good. Dude.
Always worries me.
Knocked him out of the sport.
A little long in the tooth.
Damn it, RVA Richie.
But PFL's got a lot invested in him. I'm not rats off a ship on him winning. I feel like PFL's going to have to fix him.
Oh, wow.
Got to protect the product. Yeah.
So you think he's just like not like lost his athleticism or anything, but you think those knockouts are enough to not make him the most feared man as he was, you know, not that long ago?
Oh man. I mean, like he got memed by Anthony Joshua.
He got mollywopped, to say the least, for sure. But I mean, the guy's just head and shoulders a better boxer than him. He got pieced up. That doesn't mean that was. I mean, I'm sure if you put Anthony Joshua in an MMA situation, it wouldn't look pretty. But
of course, it wouldn't look pretty. Man. Kick him once in the leg, he'd probably go down like a tree.
You at one point, sticks. Yeah. Oh my God, he's got some sticks. You at one point labeled him the scariest man in the world. Now you're thinking that the fix has to be in order for him to get the dub.
You know, he's a little long in the tooth. He's getting older. You know, he had that. He had been through some personal tragedy. He lost his son.
Very true.
You know, he's been through a lot. I'm a little worried. It seems fast.
I do say also sometimes when fighters get that munyon outside of...
Oh, he's got that munyon, you know, dude. That's true.
Usually the inspiration is hard for them to get back in the ring.
I'm not rats off a ship on him winning, but I am concerned. Okay. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship, but yeah, I'm the same with you. You don't know what his status is going back to MMA.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
What about you, J-Fig?
I'll agree with you guys. I'm not rats off a ship.
Frog boy?
Yeah, I am not rats off a ship, but I got questions. I got questions.
It's Max Holloway. We got questions, brother.
We got concerns.
Yeah.
Give us one more, J-Fig, to close out this rats off a ship.
Sure. We got TNT using Inside the NBA to discuss all sports.
Oh.
By the way, can I just say this?
Sure.
It was CBS, right? That has the Olympics.
NBC.
No, NBC.
NBC. Stop playing the basketball music because you got.
Why?
I don't want basketball music for the Olympics.
But it's coming, but they get it back. Like, the, no, after but the season, I know, but that's back.
Next year. Not even this year. It's next year. I don't want to hear. Right. They're not, all of a sudden, they're playing it every time basketball is played. No. That's for the NBA.
Couldn't disagree with you more. However, I am rats off a ship on TNT.
Wow.
And this whole holding Inside the NBA hostage. First off, Charles Barkley had to unretire, even though we knew he was never going to retire.
Uh-huh.
But you want to know something, dude? If you didn't want to keep the NBA, then you don't get to keep the Inside of the NBA. So it's time for them to let them go. Wherever they want to go. No Sports Center. I don't need Ernie, Chuck, Kenny, and Shaq breaking down hockey or breaking down baseball or talking sports. They vibe off the games. They talk bleep. Then you got to have Shaq go at Charles Barkley for no rings. How's that going to be funny during hockey?
Here's the problem.
True.
They're not doing this to keep the show going. They're doing this from keeping them from going to other stations.
I know, but like, you didn't keep the sport.
They're paying them.
Somebody else will pick up the tab.
Of course, but they don't want that.
Ridiculous. Let him go. Sick of this.
Probably, oh, we can't get NBA? You can't get our guys.
It's, you know what that is? That's being a big baby. That's what that is. That's why I'm rats off a ship.
Got a text message that says
$1 million, baby, because they're paying them.
I got a text that says they've always played the NBA on NBC theme for the Olympics for basketball. Like this is not just the first.
No.
Let's see. I need to look this up because I love, what is it, Round Ball Rock? I think that's the name of it.
You know who produced that?
John Tesh.
Yeah.
That's actually my cousin, John.
Where are your rats, Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship. Mm-hmm. They have that option. Those guys.
But do you like that option?
Well, I would rather them be around basketball.
Yeah.
I don't want Chuck talking about hockey.
I mean, Chuck is a big Matthew Tkachuk fan, but he also likes Draisaitl, which is Draisaitl.
Front runner. All the good players.
Dave South says Kyle Lowry is John Tush.
That's a point.
I haven't had a good Lowry joke in a while.
Point for Twitcher.
JFig, where are your rats?
The rats off a ship.
Ooh.
Sick of it, dude.
Wow.
Sick of it.
Sick of it.
Frog boy?
I am rats off a ship. Was this another clean sweep?
Rats off a ship.
No,
I wasn't rats off a ship.
Wow, okay. Messing up our thing there, Leroy.
Also, can I squeeze in one more?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Dolphins.
Not rats off a ship. Okay, all right. Just say it. Like, imagine we have Pitbull going out there. He's on the Jumbotron, and he's doing his little Pitbull shimmy, and Dolphins.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one for sure.
Imagine the shirt.
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah.
What if we make a Pitbull version of a dolphin cartoon on a shirt and it just says Dolphins in the font?
Nah. No. It's not going
to
work.
I'm pretty sure if that were to be a thing, it'd be separated.
Let it go.
So I would assume your rats are off the ship. Ben?
Huh.
Cannonballs?
Everybody's rats are off the ship.
Fair enough.
Turns out Dolphins already a thing.
What?
Yeah, I think it's Dale, though. He makes fins for surfboards. Probably Dale.
Take a break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.